比较好的食物，可以注定超过七天。
Do you want to enter into Nirodha Samapatti?
你要进入灭等智吗？
嗯。In Vinaya there is one Sikha Buddha.
在律藏里面，
Bhikkhus should not preserve food.
比丘不能保留食物。
This is the problem of because of one arahat.
这是有一件事情关系到一个阿罗汉的事情。
That arahat stayed in Vaisali forest, Mahavana.
这阿罗汉住在毗舍离的一个树林。
He entered into Vaisali for alms food.
他进入毗舍离托钵。
When he came back from alms row, he take some food mixed together with curry.
当他回来的时候，他带了伴着家里的食物。
The remaining food he washed and drying under the sunshine.
其余剩下的食物，他放在阳光下晒。
The remaining food is usually pure rice food.
这所剩下的食物是一些米饭。
He drained this rice under the sunshine.
他在阳光下晒。
He preserved this food in his kuti.
他在他的茅房收藏的食物。
Then he entered Nirodha Samapatti for 7 days.
接着他进入灭等智七天。
Imagine from Nirodha Samapatti after 7 days, again he take that food mixing with water.
七天之后，他从灭等智出定，然后吃这所收藏的食物，拌着水。
Then again he entered into Nirodha Samapatti for 7 days.
之后他又进入灭等智七天。
Imagine from Nirodha Samapatti in the same way.He mixed with water the remaining food and eat again.
同样的七天之后，他注定又取那剩下的食物，拌着一些水吃下去。
Again, he entered into Nirodha Samapatti for 7 days.
再次的，他进入灭等智七天。
In this way, he tried so many months.
以这样的方式他修了几个月。
If he go into Vaisali once for alms food once, he can stay nearly about 1 month.
这样的方式他只是到毗舍离一次就能够维持一个月的生活。
Sometimes once a month he enter into for alms food into Vaisali.
Again.
Sometimes he enter into Vaisali for alms food once in 1 month.
所以有时候他只是一个月才进入毗舍离托钵一次。
Other bhikkhus know this problem.
其他比丘知道了这个事情。
They ask to the Buddha.
他们问佛。
Because of this problem, Buddha do one sikha buddha, not do reserve. Put.
由于这样的因缘，佛陀就制了这样的一个戒，比丘不能收藏食物。
Okay.
Okay.
对。
这么做有什么不好吗？收藏食物吗？ Keeping food like this, is it no good? Keeping food is no good?
No good, but because before Brahmana, they must serve this body.
不好啊, 还没有进入波涅槃之前, 要照顾这个身体。
Yeah? Okay. Okay.
Is there one of reason to enter Nirodha Samapatti? Is that he discussed or disliked to see the Namarupa rising, falling. So does it mean the Arahant also have defilement? Does it mean the Arahant still have defilement?
No, this is not defilement. This is we call Nibbinda Jnana. Nibbinda Jnana. Boring, boring.
Boring. So,
one of Vipassana Jnana only.
Boring, not defilement?
Not defilement.
不是啊?
Not defilement. Seeing the nature only.
是. Many Arahants, they should know that they still higher state Buddha stage. Why they do not go up to Buddha stage? The Arahants, they should know they still Buddha state higher. Why they do not go there?
There are many people in this world. Some only can do bhikkhu. Why? Some married, some do not marry. Why?
<笑>刚才问题是说，阿罗汉他们应该是知道还有一个更高的佛陀佛果，为什么他们不进一步的成佛了？啊，禅师回答说，这个世上很多人啊，为什么？ 没有所有的人都来出家呢?
Because of different desire.
有不同的意愿啊。
Some want to become Buddha, some do not want to become Buddha.
有些人想成佛, 有些人不想成佛。
Because of their desire only, different desire.
只是他们不同的意愿而已。 In some Theravada Sutta, Buddha had taught how to become Buddha. Is this right?
Especially he taught Buddha once that this is metta. How we should practice to become Buddha.
在佛种性啊，Buddha王上里面是有提到佛教导要成佛了。
In some Abhidhammas also, Buddha taught.
在一些辟易经也有了，阿帕达那。So the highest state for the disciple of Buddha is just Arahant. the highest state for the disciple of the Buddha is only Arahan. 对呢你再讲一次一个老师So, a teacher he did not teach the student to become as high as him This is 他的失败啊啊伤心啊 Don't the teacher become sad 啊失望 disappointed
Buddha never disappoint
佛陀未曾失望
This is your imagination only
这只是你的想象而已
Buddha because destroying totally destroying all grief
佛陀已经完全消灭这些伤心了
Buddha thoroughly know all creatures stage
佛陀能知道一切有情的境界
He want to fulfill their parami only
He want to fulfill 他只是要完成他们的波罗蜜而已
To reach the end of suffering is very important
要结束这个轮回的苦是很重要的
Buddha want to help to show the way to reach Nirvana
佛陀要教导如何到达涅槃的道路方法
Buddha do not praise any life
praise any life 佛陀不赞叹任何的生活
Every face is reversible.
Every
face, pieces,
pieces. Piece. 什么爱 Every.
Machine. Pieces.
啊。Every face is.
Reversible.
所有的份都是很厌恶的。
In the same way, every life is reversible.
同样的，任何的生命啊，都是厌恶的。
So Buddha taught the way to reach the end of life.
所以佛陀教导要，生命的尽头的结束。
Okay, okay, we will continue question two. Huh? not yet finished, maybe. Okay, please try.
Yes, it is necessary to do the four preliminary works before enter to Nirodha Samapatti.If one does not do the first preliminary work, the first one, if he does not do that, 他会不会初定会不会死掉啊？在定中死掉或者初定死掉啊？ So, if he does not do the first preliminary work, will he die in the Samapatti or when he emerges from the Samapatti?
Usually, this is their nature. Always before entering into Nirodha Samapatti, they always reflect their life span.
通常在进入灭等智之前，他会观察他的寿命多长。
Without mindfulness, they do not do anything.
没有正念，他不会做什么。
They usually always reflect their lifespan.
他们常常会观察他们的寿命。
For example, before 7 days, their life span is finished. Then, before 7 days, to emerge from Nirdasma body, usually they do Dhyana.
如果他们7天之前就寿命结束了, 那么他们会决意在7天之前就出定。
So before life span, they emerge from Nirodhasama body.
所以在寿命未结束之前, 他们会出定啊, 从灭等智出定。
They never die between Nirodhasama body.
他们不会在灭等智当中去世。
Because Nirodhasama body is the cessation of all consciousness.
因为灭等智是所有心所的消灭。
Taking Pranibana or dying, that means Chuti Jada.
死亡是指死心啊。
Chuti Jada is last Poenga mind.
死心是最后的一个塑形心。
Nirodhasama body is cessation of mind.
灭等智是心的消灭。
So both cannot be Oga simultaneously.
所以这两种不能同时发生。
Okay. Then we will continue question two. There may be many questions. Between you say theory to conceive anicca, dukkha, anatta, and you say concentration to discern paramattha, dhamma. Which way is easier in quicker to attain Nirvana?
以教理透过比量观无常苦无我和一定观察真实法何者比较容易及快证得涅槃?
What is anicca? Anicca di vinca khanda. This explanation is mentioned in many commentaries. So here, anicca is paikanda. Without seeing paikanda, how can one use theory to conceive anicca, dukkha, anatta? If a yogi can see the paikanda thoroughly, then he can try it. There will be no problem. But if he cannot see the paikanda, then how can he try? If he tries without seeing the paikanda, then his vipassana will be only reciting vipassana, not real vipassana. Only real vipassana can produce the attainment of magga phala jnana.
何谓无常呢? Anicchanti panchakanda. 许多注释都这么说明。所以无常是五蕴。 不见五蕴，禅修者如何能够透过教理观无常、苦和无我呢？ 如果禅修者能够彻底见到五蕴， 那么他可以尝试观察它，没有问题。 但是如果他不能够见到五蕴， 如果不见到五蕴，他的毗婆舍那将只是口诵的毗婆舍那， 不是真正的毗婆舍那，只有真正的毗婆舍那能够产生道果智。
What is paikanda? Rupa khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda, sankhara khanda, and vijnana khanda. Rupa khanda is the 28 types of rupa. Vedana khanda, sanya khanda, and sankhara khanda are the 52 mental formations. Vijnana khanda is the 89 types of consciousness, citta. So the 28 types of rupa are rupa, when the 52 mental formations in 89 types of consciousness are nama. The paikhanda and nama rupa are the same.
什么是五蕴? 色蕴, 受蕴, 想蕴, 行蕴, 四蕴。 色蕴是28种色, 受蕴, 想蕴, 行蕴, 是52心所, 四蕴是89心, 所以28种色是色, 52心所和 和八十九星是名，五蕴和名色是相同的。
This is the Pramatha Namarupa. If a yogi can see this Pramatha Namarupa, then he can practice to see the Anicca, Dukkha, Ananda nature of this Namarupa. But if he cannot discern Pramatha Namarupa, then how can he practice Vipassana? Because those Pramatha Namarupa and their causes are the object of Vipassana, Jnana. This is real Vipassana. Real Vipassana can produce the attainment of Magaphala, Jnana.
这些是真实名色。如果禅修者能够见到这些真实名色，他可以练习观察这些名色的无常、苦、无我相。但是如果他不能够观察真实名色，那他如何能够修毗婆舍那？因为这些真实名色和他们的因缘是毗婆舍那智的所缘，这是真正的毗婆舍那。真正的毗婆舍那能够产生道果智。
So the Buddha taught in Mahasaripurana Sutta that to attain Nibbana there is only one way, Eka Yana. There is no other different way. As to how a yogi should try to see this Pramatha Namarupa, the Buddha instructed to practice concentration first. Because a concentrated mind can produce the seeing of this Pramatha Namarupa and their causes. Again, a concentrated mind can produce the seeing of anicca, dukkha, anatta nature of this Pramatha Namarupa and causes. So we cannot say which way will be easier way. It depends on Bharami to attain Nibbana quickly.
所以佛陀在大念处经中教导只有一条道路证得涅槃 Ekayana， 没有其他不同的道路。至于禅修者应该如何尝试以见到真实名色，佛陀指示应先修定，因为专注的心能够见真实名色和他们的因缘，又专注的心能够见到这些真实名色和他们的因缘之无常、苦、无我相。所以我们无法说哪一种方法是比较容易的方法。很快证得涅槃是依靠波罗蜜而定。
For example, Venerable Sariputta trying hard for about 2 weeks to attain Radha Magaphala. But Mahamoggallana trying hard for 7 days only to attain Radha Magaphala. Again, Bahiradharujiriya could attain Radha stage by listening to a short discourse, Dhiti, Dhita, Madha, etc. This attainment of Radhaship quickly depends on their parami. Sariputta and Mahamoggallana had fulfilled their parami for 1 asankhya and 100,000 kappa. Bahiradharujiriya fulfilled his parami for about 100,000 kappas. But Sariputta's and Mahamoggallana's Radha Mega are concomit with Eka Savaka Bodhinyana. Bahiradharujiriya's Radha Mega is concomit with only Mahasavaka Bodhinyana. Eka Savaka Bodhinyana is higher than Mahasavaka Bodhinyana. Therefore, the quick attainment of Radhaship depended on their parami. It does not depend on one's wish because there is only one way to attain Nibbana.
例如舍利佛精进修行大约2个星期而证得阿罗汉道果，但是大目犍连只用了7天便证得阿罗汉道果。另外婆悉迦巴希亚达鲁奇利亚能够透过听闻简短的开示 Dita Dita Madam 见以见为量等等而证得阿罗汉。这种很快的证得阿罗汉是依靠他们的波罗蜜。 舍利佛和大目犍连已经修集波罗蜜一阿僧祇劫和十万劫，婆悉迦修集他的波罗蜜长达十万劫，但是舍利佛和大目犍连的阿罗汉道是以上首声闻菩提智阿嘎萨瓦嘎波迪涅那相应的，婆悉迦的阿罗汉道只与大声闻菩提智玛哈萨瓦嘎波迪涅那相应。上首声闻菩提智比大声闻菩提智高，因此迅速证得阿罗汉是依他们的波罗蜜，不依个人的愿望，因为只有一条道路证得涅槃。
OK
可以吗？
Then question 3.
问题三。
The samsara round of rebirth is beginningless and endless. The living beings are also infinite.So those who had been our mother are also infinite. How can we develop metta by contemplating that all beings had been our mother? Can we attain metta jhana by contemplating that all beings had been our mother?
轮回是无始无终，受生也无量，曾做过我们的母亲者也是无量的，我们是否能够以思维一切有情曾是我们的母亲来修持观，我们能否以思维一切有情曾是我们的母亲而证得持禅那呢？
Metta bhavana does not concern the past and future. It concerns the present only. So if we send metta to dead persons, we cannot attain jhana.In the endless rounds of rebirth, there may be no one who had not been our father or mother. But metta bhavana is not concerned with the endless rounds of rebirth in samsara.
慈心观不关心过去和未来，他只关心现在。所以，如果我们传送慈心给亡者，我们是不能证得禅那的。在无尽的轮回里，也许没有一位未曾是我们的父亲或母亲，但是慈心观是不关心无量的轮回的。
In Metta Sutta, the Buddha taught Metta Buddha taught Madayata Niyam Buddha Mayusa Ega Buddha Manurakhe Eum Bisabha Buddhesu Manasam Bhavaya AprimanamA mother who had an only son would protect him with full metta, even by giving up her life. So a bhikkhu should send metta to all beings with the attitude of a mother's mind. This is the Buddha's instruction. So only present object can produce metta jhana, not past or future. It is not necessary to pay attention that this was our mother, this was our father.So if we send metta such as, may this person be well and happy, etc., then it will produce jhana. Without sending metta, but only with the attitude of a mother's mind, it cannot produce any jhana.
在慈经中佛说，一位只有一个孩子的母亲，会以全然的慈心，甚至牺牲其命生命来保护其儿子，所以一位比丘应该以母亲的心态来传送慈心给每一位众生，这是佛陀的指示。因此只有现存的对象才能产生慈心禅，非过去或未来，并不需要去注意这是过去的母亲或父亲。所以只要我们以愿此众生安好和快乐等等来传送慈心，就会产生禅那。 只以母亲的心态而没有传送慈心，是不能产生任何禅那的。
OK，
可以吗？
The following questions have the same answer, therefore they are explained together under question 4.
以下的各个问题都可以一起回答，所以把它们归为问题4。
Question number 4. During the Buddha's time, was there any Bodhisattva? If so, did the Bodhisattva